The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol is building a strong political case against former President Donald Trump. But Chairman Benny Thompson says he'll leave the legal case to the prosecutors.
Well, I prefer that we complete our work and share that work with the Department of Justice, and they will make that call after that.
Let's talk about where that Justice Department probe stands with NPR National Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Ari.
All right, the Justice Department is led by Attorney General Merrick Garland. What has he said? What's he saying lately about the former president?
Merrick Garland told reporters this week he's watching these hearings closely, and so are the prosecutors leading the more than 800 criminal cases on the docket. Of course, most of those cases are against the rioters who broke into the Capitol and assaulted police officers and reporters. But federal grand juries are looking at the organizers and funders of political rallies, and they're asking questions about the fake slates of electors. That's all part of a plan to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Here's what the attorney General says about that.
We are proceeding with full urgency with respect, as I've said many times before, to hold all perpetrators who are criminally responsible for January 6th accountable, regardless of their level, their position, and regardless of whether they were present at the events of January 6th.
So, Carrie, it doesn't sound like he's putting any limits on who the investigation might reach, and he says they're acting with all urgency, but it's been a year and a half since the attack. What is taking so long?
There's been a lot of pressure on this Justice Department about the pace of the investigation, but that seems to reflect a sort of misunderstanding about how prosecutors are thinking about it. It's the biggest and most complex investigation in DOJ history. Leaders at this department have made a choice to start at the ground level and see where the evidence goes from there. The Deputy Attorney General, Lisa Monaco, explained this idea recently at the University of Chicago.
We look at and investigate the crimes in front of us, and then we work our way up. We follow the facts, we follow the evidence, we follow the money, and have our investigation go out from there. And it's very important to do that in a methodical way.
Monaco says prosecutors are letting the facts guide them. They're investigating conduct and not people or political viewpoints.
It's impossible not to acknowledge that a prosecution of a former president would be huge. And the legal community has been debating this a lot. What are you hearing from your sources about what this would mean?
Oh, these congressional hearings have been must-watch for a lot of my sources, and must-watch for the Justice Department, too. We don't know exactly what evidence prosecutors have gathered or what defenses there might be for former President Trump and his inner circle at this stage. And, of course, the standard for proving a criminal case in court beyond a reasonable doubt is a lot higher than presenting information to the public in a televised hearing. But former prosecutor Christy Parker says she thinks there's a real criminal case to be made.
The actions the former president and some of his close associates undertook to overturn the result of the 2020 election are also very likely to be violations of multiple federal and state laws.
Christy Parker says obstruction, conspiracy, and even seditious conspiracy could be on the table here.
All right. Well, before you go, what else is coming up in the January 6th investigation this week?
It's going to be busy, Ari. We've got hearings at the federal courthouse later this week for both Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro. They're former Trump advisors who face criminal charges for contempt of Congress for not cooperating with the January 6th committee. And the House Select Committee has postponed tomorrow's hearing with former Trump Justice Department officials. We expect that to be rescheduled not too long from now. We're going to be watching there as they testify about former President Trump and his efforts to pressure them and perhaps even replace them with a more favorable member of the Justice Department in order to help overturn the election in 2020.
And as NPR National Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson, thanks a lot.
Happy to be here.